It's a machlokes in another pasuk. Again, the machlokes is that you have in mind b'shas riko of a korban pesach, the kohen that's doing his riko, he has in mind it should be done for an oral. He wants an oral. The person that doesn't have a bris milah, he should get kapara from this korban. So Rav Chisda said, yes, it's possible, and Rava says, no, it's kosher. What's the machlokes tolim? So Ravashi says like this. There's a machlokes b'hai kroh kemiflugi. The pasuk says, v'nirtzoloi l'chaper olav. That you used to, when you bring a regular, this is going to Vayikra Aleph, but a regular korban oila. When you bring a korban, usually it's brought for a kapara, you want to get forgiveness. So v'nirtzoloi, the korban is mechaper l'chaper olav, upon you. So we dash in olav, on you means the owner of the korban, for lo yachaveri, and not on his friend. What does it mean, the friend? Of course the friend doesn't get a kapara. So it means this is called the psul of shinu bailim. If the kohen, b'shas he was doing one of the dalar avoidis, he had in mind he's doing the shchito, or the kabbalah, or the loch, or the zrika, not for Ruvain, that's the owner of this korban oila, but rather he wants the kapara to go to Shimon, even though he only has it in mind, b'shas, these dalar avoidis, this taka, there's no kapara for the bailim. That's called the psul of shinu bailim. Olav lo yachaveroi. You're not allowed to think for the kapara should go to his friend. So Rashi learns like this. Uvai kro pligi. Ukeshi eschapru boya relim de komar. Shein menuya olav komar. The machlekes Rabbi Nachiz is talking about that you had in mind b'shas shchito or b'shas rikom to make this rikom for this other oral that wasn't appointed. He's not part of the korban altogether. So what's the psul then? Really, the psul is not because he's an oral, but the psul is because he's not minam luyev. He's not from the people that own this korban pesach. But let's say you have these 10 people; they bought this korban pesach. And you had in mind for the 5 people that had a bris milah. You had in mind to make this rikom for the other 5 people that don't have a bris milah. Shebem Lavadam Devikulas Rikol Arelim Minuyav the Kulayami Posel. I'll tell you, everybody holds in such a case it's posel. In other words, Ravashi is saying everybody holds that really Bashaz Rikom there is a psul larelim. If you think Bashaz Rikom, again, if you have this Korban of Pesach that has 10 people that own it, 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't have a bris milah. If you're gonna think now Bashaz Rikom only for the 5 that don't have a bris milah, Avada the Korban is posel. Because since these people own the korban, they're the bailim of the korban, so if you think for only the arelim, that's apostolos. But here we're talking about, no, there are only 5 people that own this korban, and all of them have a bris milah. Now, b'shaz rikah, the kohen thought for a different 5 people, that those 5 people are arelim. Is there a psul shinu bailim here or not? That's the machlekes. The Rashi says, uva arelim shenim menuyim. Here the machlekes says, you had in mind these 5 people that are oral that were not appointed. They do not own this korban pesach. And what's the psul then? It's like a shinu bailim. You have in mind now for somebody else that was not appointed in this korban. Pligi. The machlokes is in this pasuk. The pasuk says lechaparolov hainuz riko olav loyal azurik l'shem chaverim. That the kapara from the korban comes b'shas rikom, and it has to be done for the owner of the korban. But if you have in mind for another person, then the owner does not get the kapara from the korban. So that's this pasuk. So Rabbi says like this: Rabbi savar chaveroi dumididei. The chaver has to be just like you. Mahu, just like you. The ba kapara, you're a person that needs a kapara. Is av chaveroi the ba kapara? In order to have a psul shino bailim, what passes the korban? If the kohen thinks peshas the zrika, not the zrika should help for Reuven, the owner of the korban, but rather the zrika should help for Shimon. Now, Shimon is such a person that really could get a kapara from this korban. He's also somebody that needs a korban oila. He's also somebody that needs a korban chatis. He's also somebody needs a korban shlomim, whatever korban you're talking about. Since that person has shaykhus to this korban, we say it's chal l'shinu bailim, that person now, like, becomes the owner of this korban, and the first bailim lose out. That's when there's a psul l'shinu bailim. That Rabbi Dashin's chaveroi dumididei. The chaver, this other person you're thinking, has to be just like you. Mahu debakapura, av chaveroi debakapura. Lafuke hayoro, mashenkin here the nafkamino. If you have these 5 people that own the Korban Pesach, and they're Gemalta, so they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach could be chal for them. Now the Koyim B'Shas Rika thought that this korban should be mechaper for another five people, but those five people are Arelim. They don't have a bris milah. Are they roy for the korban Pesach? No. A normal is not allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Since they're not roy for the korban Pesach, the locher is, it's not chal psul shino bailim. There's no psul shalom lemuyev. Shalom lemuyev can only be chal if you think for another five people that if they would be able to make a korban Pesach, then it would be chal apatlis shalom l'shem bailim. But since now you thought these other five people that don't have a bris milah, so b'chal they're not roy for the kapora of the korban Pesach, there's no psul shino bailim. So even though you thought Peshas Rika, you want these other five people to get the kapora, but since those five people are not able to bring a korban Pesach, it's not chal the psul of shino bailim. In other words, the way shino bailim works is, it's as if you're saying you want this korban to belong to that bailim, and it should be mechap of him. So if it could be mechap of him, then we look as if he's the bailim, the gay to what? That it takes off the shame of the first person. But only if the second people could get a shame on the korban. But if these five people are Arelim, they don't have a bris milah, they can't bring a korban Pesach, they can't get a shame on this korban Pesach. Therefore, the korban is still kosher for the first bailim. That's the way Rabbi dashes. So Mora says, Lafuke hai oru, Lafuke hear this oru, the lav bakaparu. If you had a mind to make this rika for these other people that are Arelim, since they're not roy for korban Pesach, it doesn't shaf any paslas. For Rav Chizda Savanor, Rav Chizda says like this, Hai Orum. He also says, Venir Tseloi Olov Vloyacha Veroi, and Olov has to be doomed today. But here, Rav Chizda is like this though. Hai Orum, this other person that's an Orum, Nami, he's also able to bring a Korban Pesach. Why? Kivon de Bar Chiyuvihu. Bar Kaporu. Since he remnants a Bar Chiyuvi, this person's a Yid, he's a Yisrael, he has a Chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. Now what's wrong? What's stopping him? He doesn't have a Bris Milah. So Kozeman, he didn't make a Bris Milah, he can't bring the Korban. But really, he has the chiyuv to bring the korban. And really, he could make a bris milah. And if he would make the bris milah first, he could bring the korban. So Rav Chizda holds as far from Hoyle. Rav Chizda says, Hai aro nami, kivon de bar chiyuvihu, bar kaporuhu, Hoyle di boy mesaken avshei. Because he could be mesaken himself, he could fix himself up, he could make a bris on himself. If he would make a bris upon himself, then he would have the chiyuv to bring korban Pesach, and he would be a bar kaporuhu. So Rav Chizda also in the Svar of Hoyle, even though right now that he's an Oral, he can't have a kapara from the Korban Pesach, but since he could do something to fix himself up, we look as if he did it already, and he's called in the parsha of a bar kapara, he's a bar Korban Pesach. That's Rav Chizda's Svar. And Rabbi holds no, Rabbi says, I don't say the Svar of Hoyle. Right now he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not worth having a Korban Pesach, there's no psul shloim lemuyav by such a person. That's the Machlokes. So it's a machlokes if you say the svar of hoyil or not. Without, he could have fixed himself up, do we consider as if he's fixed up now or not? For the Gemara, Umeyistel Rav Chizda hoyil, is that true? Does Rav Chizda hold the svar from hoyil? For if we learn just the opposite. For it, my Gemara and Beitzim, Ho'oife me yomtiv l'chil. If somebody bakes on yomtiv, he has in mind now, he wants to eat this cake tomorrow, a weekday. So, Rav Chizda Rama Loiker. Rav Chizda says he's over in Yisrael, he's baking on yomtiv, he gets malchus. Even though you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov, that's only for the purpose of eating it today on Yom Tov. But if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow for Choyl, it's allowed. You're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to do a malacha on Yom Tov. Rabbi Lamu Reina Leika. Rabbi says, no, midiraisi you don't get Malkus. Midirabonin it's also, but midiraisi you don't get Malkus. Why not? Rabbi Lamu Reina Leika. Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. I'm reading on Choyl. Rabbi says we say it's far from Choyl. What does that mean? Choyl if. Let's say he would get a lot of visitors coming to visit him now. Now he's talking about now on Yom Tov afternoon. He already finished his afternoon Suda. So now he's going down to bake himself a 5-pound cake. After you finish your Suda, he's baking it for tomorrow. So it's Asr. Rabbi says, no, you don't get Malkus. Because it's possible maybe some guests will come into your house now in the afternoon. And now that you have guests, what are you going to do? You're going to serve them this cake. So it's possible to say that the cake you're baking now will be used on Yom Tov. So since it's possible to say it will be used on Yom Tov, you don't get Malkus. We always consider as if you're cooking and baking for Yom Tov, and you don't get Malkus Midiraisa. That's the Svar of Hoyle. That's Rabbi Svar. Is Hashtanami Chodile. For Leilok, you don't get Malkus. Rav Chizda Rama no Leik. Rav Chizda, yes, you do get Malkus. Why? Loyam Rinan Hoyle. I don't say this Svar of Hoyle. Right now, you're cooking this big cake Almanas Tida tomorrow on a Monday, a regular weekday. Even though it's possible if guests would come in, you'd serve it to them. So what? Right now, no guests came in, and right now you're not serving it to them. I don't say the Svara if. So, you see just the opposite. You see, Rabba does not say the Svara if, and Rav Chizda does say the Svara if. And here we're saying just the opposite. Of the Gemara, Dishkleim of the Rabba Lakasha. On Rabba and Rabba have no Kasha. The Chur, what's the Stira? That here, if you bake from Yom Tif to Choyol, Rabba says you don't get Malkus. Because I said the Svara of Choyol. Maybe guests would come in. So if you tell me now you do say the Svara, maybe, so why don't we say here also before by Oro? Why don't we say that if you made the Zrika of the Korban Pesach, Al Manas, these five